95.3 The Range. Jerry Jeff Walker. That is Mr. Bojangles. It is 8:07. I'm Chuck Taylor. And live in the studio, you've seen him on Jackass, Wild Boys, and he's in town tonight to play the Addison all weekend long, as a matter of fact, the improv over there at Addison. Steve-O, how you doing, man?
I'm very well, man. Thank you, Chuck.
I think I got you a little chilly, though, this morning because it's cold in the studio.
Yeah, you got some shrinkage going on in here, man.
So, man, how you been? I'm not going to go into the back. Everybody knows the backstory.
Yeah, whatever, man. Like, I'll talk about anything you want, man. I've been very well. I've been touring a lot. Yeah. I'm excited. I got my first stand-up comedy special out on Showtime.
Yeah, I was hearing about it. It came out April 18th, right?
March 18th.
March 18th, okay.
Yeah, and of course, I taped it last year right here in Texas, too, man. Yeah. I love Texas.
Yeah, you had an incident in Austin a few years ago, back in 2010, the whole hair thing.
Oh, right. the yeah, I don't know if I'd classify that as an incident. What happened after that night was
oh, yeah. Yeah, this is family-friendly radio. We're not going to talk about happened afterwards.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, no, like, it's been great. And I got a whole new show, and it's exciting. And I'm back at the Addison Improv. And it's a great weekend, man.
So you started out doing all the stunts and stuff. And I know, I reading all your bio, I found it very interesting. You went to clown school, and I didn't
That's
know
right.
this.
Uh-huh. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Clown College. My actual clown college director, Dick Monday, lives right here in Dallas.
Really? Uh-huh. What a name, though, right?
In Irving?
In Irving, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What was your clown name? What was your clown?
Steve-O the Clown.
Just Steve-O the Clown.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Clown College, they wanted us to take pride in our art and not come up with any goofy little names like Bubbles the Clown
right.
or anything like that. They say use your real name because this is something that we take pride in.
So
my real name was Steve-O.
Well, yeah, and you got that at frat parties or stuff like
That's
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow, you know all
I told
about
you, man,
it.
I'm a fan. When we first came in, I said I'm a fan. I've been watching
That's
you for years.
That's really where it came about was just I was always doing ridiculous stuff, and everybody was getting loaded and keg parties and such, and people were just screaming, Steve-O.
See, you would have hung with my fraternity for sure when I was in college, because we were doing all the, you know, keg stands. We were riding oil wells.
I used to do unassisted keg stands.
Really?
Yeah, real acrobat, a regular old gymnast.
So how did you decide that you wanted to make the transition into comedy? Because you're starting basically late in life a new career.
Well, I mean, shoot, it's been 10 years since I first tried stand-up. So
yeah.
And it wasn't really deliberate. I got invited to a comedy club, and the idea was I was going to do a stunt. The guy said, hey, can you do a stunt for me at the Laugh Factory? I agreed to show up, and when I walked in, I couldn't think of a crazier stunt than trying stand-up. And so I was just terrified, and I decided to go for it. And I was waiting for my turn to get on stage and just thinking of crazy things I could say for a laugh. And I had a good experience that night. You know, I felt like people were excited to see me. They were rooting for me to do well. And I got a couple laughs. I was probably not on stage for more than 3 minutes. But I made a point that I wanted to pursue that. And now I've been on tour for the last 6 straight years, really pretty consistently.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've proven a long time ago that I'm a reckless son of a bitch. Like, you know, I'm a maniac dude, and there's nothing that's off limits. You know, I'll admit anything, and I got all kinds of juicy stuff to draw from in my experience. So it's kind of a one-man show where I do, I tell stories, I tell jokes, and I do tricks and stunts all in, you know, one big one-man show.
Now, you're playing tonight 8 and 10.
At the Addison Improv. At
Addison Improv, 7 and 9:30 tomorrow night, 7:30 on Sunday. Do you make the audience part of the show? Because you're talking about you do the stunts and stuff. Do you have them, hey, call out something, and it's crazy enough, I'll do it? Or
Well, it's not like that. It's not like that as much. I do crowd work. You know, there's part of the show where I do crowd work for sure, and there's been times in the past after I taped my comedy special, before it aired, I really wanted to have a new show because you can't go around doing the same stuff you did on TV.
Yeah.
So as soon as I taped the comedy special, Then from that point on, I started like really like, you know, working on new material, and what that meant, you know, sometimes I would say, hey, what do we want to talk about? And people would yell stuff out, and I got some ideas out of that, and I did. I've got some great new bits that started that way.
Yeah. Any regrets of anything in your life that you've done, or would you have done anything differently?
The first time I ever did stand up, and I went back, and then I went back. Like I wouldn't do the same stuff. I just for some reason, like I just felt like every time it had to be totally different.
Right.
And I wish that way back then, like 10 years ago, that I would have just like worked on honing an act. You know, like work, you know, refine and you know, like polish what I was doing, because that way I would have been on tour for the last 10 years instead of the last 6 years.
Right, right.
Which is kind of not like a big deal. And I had more important stuff to worry about. Like I had to learn how to get clean and sober.
Right.
That was a big deal. But most, you know, in my career, not a lot of regrets. I wish I would have done more, you know, like the Jackass stunts. There were certain ones that I kind of wimped out on a little bit, and if I dug a little deeper, if I went a little crazier,
yeah,
I would have had more footage in the movies. I can think of a few times I kind of wimped out a little bit, and I wish I didn't. But no regrets about anything I did. Mostly I just regret what I didn't do.
Well, I want to bring up, you brought up the clean and sober. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks,
on that.
Man.
What would you say to somebody who's out there on the edge who needs to get pulled from that? Give some good advice for it.
You know, like I just say, you know, there's help if you're ready for it. You know, like
yeah.
You can't like sobriety is kind of like a swimming pool. You know, like if you dip your toe in, it feels cold. You know,
yeah.
Like you can't really walk in gradually. You got to jump in. You know,
yeah.
All the way in. And if you jump into it, and if you stay put, and if you do a little work, then you find the acclimate to it fairly quickly. That, you know, you kind of feel like, oh, it's not so uncomfortable, it's not so cold, you know. And that's how sobriety is.
Yeah.
If you just dive into it all the way, and if you really, you know, are patient and you work at it, it doesn't stay uncomfortable, as, you know, just like the swimming pool. And by the same metaphor, you kind of can't go around pushing people into pools and expect
right.
them to stay in. You know?
Right, right.
So I don't preach about sobriety at all, man. And frankly, I don't even recommend it, you know, because
yeah.
if you try and push it on people, you just push them away.
But you also become an inspiration to people because you show them that you can do sober and still be crazy and have a lot of fun.
I'm
right?
I am so still crazy. I'm just grateful because I've hung on to... My sense of humor. I've hung on to my recklessness. Like I'm just as wild and crazy, except I'm just more focused. And I wouldn't have been able to do any of the stuff I'm doing now
yeah.
if I was still getting loaded. So I'm really grateful.
Well, it is a pleasure to get to meet you. We want folks to go see you tonight, 8 and 10.
Tonight, 8 and 10.
Addison Improv.
Tonight at the Addison Improv. I got tomorrow. I got Sunday. And you know, as a rule, after every show, you know, I do a meet and greet. I stick around. So every
awesome.
Ticket's as good as a backstage pass. Everybody who wants a photo gets one. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Steve-O, pleasure to meet you. I'm going to take
man.
You up on the photo here in just
yeah,
a minute.
Yeah, you bet, brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm real happy to be here, man. It's great to meet you, too.
Thank you so much. Steve-O, tonight, 8 and 10 at the Addison Improv, 7 and 9:30 tomorrow night, 7:30 on Sunday. Go see him and go have some fun.
It's I'm just as wild. I'm just as wild in the comedy club as I am on the Jackass.
Well, as they used to say for MTV, too much is never enough.
Right. Thank you again, Chuck.
All right. Thanks, man. Steve-O, this is Rob Baird. Mercy Me, 95.3 The Range.